Hello, everybody. How are you doing today? My name is Tony Rizzano, and this is another episode of the world famous, the University Love, the best podcast in 1, 2, 3 galaxies. Ladies and gentlemen, the reason why I sound like this, I recorded an episode for today. It was 29 minutes long. I hit the stop recording button and it never reappeared. I don't know what happened. I don't know what's going on. Ladies and gentlemen, I gave you my best, Captain. And now this is what you're gonna get. Okay? You had name brand product. Now you're gonna get the off brand. Okay? We are coming to you live today. Now we're gonna make this happen, Captain. Today is 1994. If it was 1994, we would not be doing podcasts right now, okay? Ladies and gents, come on in, come on in. How are you? I'm doing terrible. Ladies and gentlemen, I will tell you like this. When you record, when you put your heart into it, and you get nothing, it's a bad feeling. No, it's annoying. But it happens. It happens to the best of us, okay? But ladies and gentlemen, we are going to talk about what we talked about again. Oh, yeah. I would say, do you remember what we talked about? But you don't remember because you didn't get to hear it because they deleted it. Thank you, Spotify. Thank you for nothing. You know, just like Apple. You know, I can't stand Apple. I got an iPhone, but I don't like it. I'm trapped. I'm stuck with Apple. You know, one time I broke my iPhone once. And I had to go get an Android. It was last minute. And I tried to work that stupid Android. And that Android wasn't working for me. It was hard to figure out why. Because I've been using the iPhone for a while now. So, you know, you don't want to be part of the Apple gang. But you ain't got no choice. You know, all my stuff is in the cloud or whatever. I think it's in the cloud. It's supposed to be. Allegedly. But, you know, whatever. I don't like Apple. I don't like Androids. I just want to go back to having a house phone. And, I just need a phone for texting and calling. I'm tired. I don't want to look up stuff on the internet too much. I want to get to the point where I start paying somebody to research all the stuff that I want to write about. That I pay them and then they can research it and just ship me paperwork. You know, I want to get to that point. I'm tired of the internet. Sick of it. I don't know about you. You like to sit up on the phone all day? Not me. It's a waste of time. It's stupid. It's dumb, in my humble opinion, but whatever. But today, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to talk about some very important things. Today, as I told you before, oh yeah, once again, I forgot. You can't hear it because it's deleted. But today, we're gonna hit on a couple of different subjects, and then we are going to skedaddle. And tomorrow, there will be no episode because tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, it is my birthday. So if you want to send gifts, I'll put the P.O. box. I know you've been looking for. I'll send you the P.O. box, all right? No, I'm just kidding. Now, what we're going to talk about first is taking a name and making it your own. Making it your own brand, your own whatever, you know. Because when you think Apple, you don't think of Honeycrisp. You don't think of Macintosh. You don't think of, the Gala Apple, the Pink Lady Apples. You think of Apple phone, Apple watches. You know, I did a Google search. I just typed in Apple. The Apple symbol popped up. And then like 6 down the list was Apple products. And then I think 6 was Applebee's, which is a whole nother story, a treat. How many of you have been to Applebee's? Raise your hand. Applebee's wasn't bad back in the day, bro. I've been hanging around my wife a long time now. My wife, she likes a high quality of food, and Applebee's sometimes is not it. You know, one thing, me and my wife, we went to the Bronx. The last time I think I went to Applebee's was quite a few years ago. Me and my wife, one of her best friends, were getting married. And she got married in the Bronx in New York, in the city, as they like to say. She got married in the city, and she had a wedding. We was at this hotel, and I'm thinking, man, I'm gonna go, because I enjoy the food when I go to New Jersey to go see my sister-in-law, my brother-in-law, and my lovely nephew. I enjoy seeing them, but I also enjoy the food. They have nice food in New Jersey. Now don't be a snitch and tell them I said that, you know, because you know my brother-in-law, I love my brother-in-law. I love him, love him, love him. But he always makes me laugh whenever he comes to eat. He's like, "It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Everything is okay." I always laugh. I'm like, this guy right here is amazing. But anyway, I enjoy the food. And so I'm thinking, you know, we in New York, you know, we over there in Brooklyn, the Bronx, whatever. So I'm thinking, man, we better go get us some Chinese food, you know. We're gonna go get us some, you know, some good old food. And what did me and my wife have for dinner 2 days in a row? Applebee's. I was very disappointed. I was very sad about it. Now, yeah, we had Applebee's for dinner, and then we had it for lunch because at the wedding we had good food. I had fish with the little lemon capers, so that was good, I must say. But anyway, ladies and gents, what I'm trying to tell you is, I'm getting to the point. There is a now Apple has taken the name Apple and have made it their own, you know. And I'll give you another example. There's a rapper, Rick Ross. You might know Rick Ross. You might not know him. He did. I don't know if he does music anymore or not. I just know I see him now. He has like a beard that looks pretty fake, and I'm always staring at it. It always baffles me every time I see him with that beard. You know, it looks like it's been painted on, or it looks like an artificial turf, and it looks like somebody cuts it down. You know, it's crazy looking. But anyway, his God-given name was, well, the name his parents gave him is William Leonard Roberts. You know, but he created a persona and he started calling himself Rick Ross. And it's a guy in California who, you know, he'll probably tell you that he couldn't find a job, nobody would hire him, so he had to sell a boatload of cocaine. And so his nickname was Freeway Rick Ross. You know, his real name was Rick Ross, but this guy in Florida decided to create a rap persona and call himself Rick Ross. And now it's so crazy that you type in Rick Ross and the rapper pops up, not the guy whose name is Rick Ross, you know, the cocaine smuggler, you know. And it's bananas how the perception and the marketing has taken his name, a guy from California who was born Ricky Ross, and they're like, nope, that ain't your name. This guy is the real Rick Ross. Because I remember when the guy got out of jail, he's like, I'm suing Rick Ross. I want my name. And you know, you hear people, they like, man, Rick Ross, he ain't Rick Ross. Rick Ross is in Florida. And you know, you think to yourself, it's kind of crazy. This guy just said, I'm gonna call myself this, you know. It's like if I change my name, I decide I want to be a rapper one day, and I'm like, you know what? My name is Larry Hoover, and there's a guy in Chicago with the name Larry Hoover, you know what I mean? I don't know if he's still alive or not, but it's just bananas how the perception, the marketing, they're like, nah, this is Rick Ross, you know. You say it every day, you say it every day, you say it every day. And eventually it becomes true. It's like, I remember Howard Stern, he said he gave himself a nickname, King of All Media. And then people just start running with it, you know? And now if you type in, let's see if this pops up. We're gonna do a real life. Okay, I'm gonna get on the Google for you. And we're gonna type in King of All Media. We'll see if Howard Stern pops up. There you go. King of all media, Howard Stern. He gave himself a nickname. People ran with it. You say it enough, then apparently it's true. Okay. Howard Stern. I used to listen to his show. I don't even know if it's still going on these days, but hopefully, because I liked Howard. But you see, perception and marketing can get you very far down the road. And as I told you before, the better you market yourself, the better off you will be. Not to get preachy, but I'm just telling you, you can have the greatest show, you know, and critics can love it, and it'll be great, and that's all great. But it's like, do you want praise from critics, or do you want people watching the show? You want people watching the show, because there have been critically acclaimed shows that have gotten nowhere, and there have been shows that people give a bad rating to, the critics hate it, but it makes plenty of money. And you and I, my friend, we are in the money making business. Okay, we are in the revenue building, income stream building, pipeline building business. Okay, we want to make plenty of moolah. Okay. So with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, that is it. We will be back. No, I'm just kidding. Ladies and gents, before we go, I want to give you a piece of advice. I saw this guy on the Instagram, okay? He was on the Instagram, and I had to laugh, and I thought to myself, man, these people are getting... The spin game out here is crazy. And this guy, he was in a car. You know, he calls himself a motivational speaker, but I think basically he just wanted to show you, and you have to watch, you know, I'm not saying you... It's okay if you want to drive a nice car. Don't get me wrong. It's okay. But you and I both know. You see people when they take pictures in front of the private jet and all this BS, you already know the scam might be in play, okay? But I saw this guy, he was driving his car, you know, and of course he was filming himself the way you could see what type of car it was. But he said something that amazed me, and I thought to myself, I hope this is not you. Please do not take advice from, please do not take relationship advice from people on social media. They have the crummiest ideas. They have the crummiest thoughts. It is just mind-boggling. It is just idiotic. There are more, the divorce rate is like maybe 50%, and that's all good and well. But a lot of times, man, people get married for different reasons. Sometimes they are the wrong reasons, and maybe at some point, when people get older, they start, you know, because well, I don't have to point out the obvious to you, but we all know, man, if you ain't gonna be the same person you was when you were 21. God, if you are, then you might have problems. There's going to be changes. Me and my wife talked about this the other day. Me and my wife, when we first moved in together, I remember she used to make ham steaks. And she said, you remember them ham steaks I used to make? And I go, yeah, I do remember that. We used to have ham steaks, rice, biscuits. We don't need ham steaks no more. Salty. I can't eat that crap no more. You know what I mean? And so we talked about the different stuff we used to eat, and now we eat more, a lot less processed stuff, more, you know, fruits and vegetables, fresh fruit, you know. Even I have gotten to the fresh fruit. I enjoy it. You know, I like cooking with it. I used to take my get can of corn and pour it into the thing. I enjoy corn on the cob mostly. So I just stopped buying cans of corn. I only buy corn on the cob. I enjoy corn on the cob, fresh asparagus, broccoli, all that good stuff, you know, not in the can, but out in the produce aisle. And, you know, we all grow, you know, we all grow, we all mature, and that's, and it's just a part of life, you know? And so, yeah, things happen, divorce happens, and all this and all that. But this guy, he said something. He said, I was with a woman for 6 years. Pause. You're with a woman for 6 years. And he said, he realized he talked to God. He ain't talked to God about that. Because if you talk to God, you would ask God within the first year or two, and he would just tap you on the shoulder and say, yay or nay. It don't take 6 years to figure out if you want to be with somebody. Now, listen, my wife, if my wife listened to this episode, she would roll her eyes, and I understand completely. Now that I am a mature man, and now that I have matured a heck of a lot, and I'm not just saying that for pat on the back, but I remember my wife at one point in our relationship, she wanted to get married, and I wanted to marry my wife, don't get me wrong, and I used to always just think we could just go to the courthouse and get married, but my wife wanted to wed, which I understand that, you know, I understand. You grow up, people grow up different, you know what I mean? And sometimes you try to project what you think is right onto people, and it don't work that way. But anyway, so me and my wife, we had, I won't even say brief. It was quite a while. You know, me and my wife, we were apart for a year, maybe a year and a half. And I miss my wife the whole time, you know, from the word go. But don't tell her that. That's neither here nor there. But the point I'm trying to make to you is, I knew I wanted to marry my wife. I just thought weddings, And I always thought, and this was the, not to get into a preachy subject, but for me, I always had the mindset of like, I need to have this, and all that set up. And what I learned over the years is, especially like when it comes to having children or getting married, you're never going to be quite ready for the whole thing, you know. Things are going to happen. Things are going to change. What you think is going to happen is not how it's going to be, you know. Because I definitely did not think that me and my wife were going to get married, and then less than a year and a half later, we would have to go full-time into taking care of our mom, you know. I did not think that was not on the bingo card. But it all worked out, you know. We made it work, you know. We took care of her mother. And, you know, she passed away 3 weeks ago. But in the 5 years that we was, you know, taking care of her, we had a good time. We got to go different places. We got to drive with her to New Jersey. That was fun. All that was fun. But I say all that to say, you know, if you want to be with somebody, how you get to the point of being with them and getting married and all that, that's neither here nor there. But the guy said, oh, it took me 6 years to realize that this woman is not for me. And when people say that, that's bananas. You were comfortable in the relationship. You just stayed in the relationship until you probably met somebody else. And then you like, all right, I'm getting out of here, you know. But the spin game that people make on social media is bananas, okay? And you don't want to take advice from people on social media. You don't want to listen to I saw this thing now where people are like, they're deleting celebrities from their social media. They're like unfollowing them, you know. And I would just say this: I do not want to know celebrities in their personal life. I don't care who Tom Cruise is dating. I just like to see a Tom Cruise movie, you know. Tom Hanks is one of my favorite actors. I know Tom Hanks is married to his wife, Rita Wilson. Why do I know that? Because I've seen them on the red carpet a time or two. But I don't know what they do every day. I don't know what food Tom Hanks likes. I don't know where Tom Hanks lives. All I know is when I see a Tom Hanks movie, I go, oh, man, I might check that out because I enjoy his movies, just like I enjoy Tom Cruise. And I remember one time I gave an example of how a celebrity could fall off the map for you. I remember I just knew Tom Cruise from Days of Thunder and Top Gun and all that, but I never really heard him speaking all that, you know. And I remember one day I was at home. I was I might have been unemployed, or I might have been had working nights, one of the two. But I remember one day my mom used to record Oprah, and one day I was just sitting there and it was on. I was like, oh, they're finna talk to Tom Cruise. All right, I'll watch it, you know. And I remember that was the episode where he jumped on the couch and he was all in love with Katie Holmes. And I was like, yo, man, Tom Cruise, you know, he lame, man. I was like, whoa, he lame? And so after that, for a little while, I was like, I'm good on Tom Cruise movies. Man, he jumping all on the couch, acting all crazy, you know. It's just like, and then, you know, I didn't realize, I thought Tom Cruise was like 6 foot, you know. I didn't realize like Tom Cruise is like 5'6", 5'7". Ain't nothing wrong with that, but I'm just like, I thought he was taller than that, man, you know. But then when the social media started coming along and people, they're like, you know, you want to get to know these celebrities. Like, nah, not really. And so whenever you want to put yourself in position as a celebrity figure, when it comes to, you know, listen, you don't have to be you don't want the world to know you, but you want to put yourself in a position where you're like, hey man, you know, you get a lot of YouTube followers, you know, you become a star because YouTube, you are a star, you know, and you want to be a star in your niche. You want to be a star in your, why? Because being a celebrity pays, you know. As I told my mom, when I was doing the multi-level marketing at one point, you know, I was going up there to the meetings. They wanted me to come to these meetings and check it out. I remember I was going up there and the guy I was riding with, he, you know, we were talking about other things. Then when we got up there, they put on the tape. And I think it was a guy named Larry, and he was talking. And Larry used to work at a car wash, you know, like he was making minimum wage. And Larry hit it big, and he got a team going and all this and all that, you know. Now he's sitting on 22 acres. But but anyway, Larry got a hold. He got the team popping. He was sitting on the 22 acres. And I thought to myself, man, that's cool. And I was like, but you had to buy them tapes, you know. And the guy was like, man, you got to buy these tapes. I'm like, oh, he making money off the tapes, and he making money from recruiting the people. It's like, okay, I want to be the person that is selling the tape. I don't want to be the person buying the tape. You know what I mean? It's like, hey, yes, you want to, you always want to learn. You always are willing to learn. But at some point, you want to be the person in charge of something. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to always be, on the listening end of things. You want to be the one doing the talking sometimes. The more you learn that, the more you figure that out, the better your revenue will be, the better the income that you can build will be, you know? It's like, yes, one thing about anything, sales, you know, marketing, you know, yes, you are selling a product, but you're also selling yourself. So the more you can put yourself in the position, like, hey, this guy knows his stuff, you know. It's like, I have a cousin. He has a man crush on Mr. Wonderful. Now, I don't know he ain't got no man crush or nothing. I'm just joking. But he likes to quote this guy and likes to say, you know, Mr. Wonderful says, you know, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, Mr. Wonderful. And, you know, you look him up. And he's pitching everything. He's shilling everything. I don't know. I don't know anything about the guy. I don't know if he's successful in business. But I know he done something well enough to get on Shark Tank. And now he's in a position where I'm sure people probably are asking him about his political thoughts, his ideas on housing, his ideas on crypto, his ideas on everything. Because they perceive, the perception is Mr. Wonderful is a business mind. Mr. Wonderful hit it big on one thing, and now they're going to ask him 99 things. And that happens to athletes. That happens to movie people. You know, you get these people, and they say, what do you think about the laws? What do you think about abortion? What do you think about this? What do you think about that? And it's this joke that I always think about when it comes to celebrities. And Dave Chappelle's like, who gives a bleep about what Ja Rule has to think at a time like this? And that's very true. And so, ladies and gentlemen, it's great for you to listen to tapes. It's great for you to continue your education and whatever it is you want to do. But at some point, you want to become the person that is in front of the microphone. You want to become the person that is in front of the camera. You want to become the person that is in position to be a celebrity in your own right. And so, ladies and gentlemen, that is it. Let's hope that this records. We will be back on Monday with the all new episode of Online Marketing Moves. I appreciate you for listening. Subscribe, go to the YouTube, do all that. Keep listening, keep subscribing. We are on the roll. We are going to keep rolling. I appreciate you. I love you. God bless. And as always, everybody, peace.